If you're not going to sing Carpool Karaoke, I don't want it.
I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And you're listening to
Real Talks with Rad.
Little late, though. To another episode / season of Real Talks with Rad.
Woo!
Just to remind you, in case you forgot, I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And we are your co-hosts and real life best friends. I guess to jump right into the new season, ads, tell them what we're adding.
Okay, so first of all, we want to give like a little shout out to new members of our team. Our friends Matt and Nick have joined the Real Talks with Rad team as our tech producers, editors, and videographers.
They joined the dark side.
Yeah. We're super excited to have them on board. And it's just going to make this season even more fun.
Well, let's tell them why, what makes it especially more fun and what we plan on doing.
Okay. So for starters, we're going to be recording, like actually taping ourselves starting next episode. So you guys will get some behind the scenes looks at Romy and I being our goofy selves recording
the
episode.
I knew you were going to say goofy.
I know. I paused for a second and I was like, is that the term I want to use? No, let's be honest. We're goofy.
We are very goofy and we're really excited to do that, especially because we are officially moving in together in 2 weeks.
Yes, finally. We've been talking about it for so long and it just keeps getting pushed off and brushed aside. We didn't know what was going to happen with school. We thought we were going to be back again right at the start of the semester. Didn't happen. Blah, blah, blah. We don't want to talk about it.
It's fine.
And now we don't care. No, now 2 weeks from now, we are for sure going back. All of our classes are in person, so we finally get to move in together.
And we have a really cute idea for a little visual setup. And just in case you guys don't get enough of us, we just want to give you more.
Yeah. So, with that being said, another new thing we're doing this season is a little segment we're calling Shower Thoughts.
I mean, if you don't know what a shower thought is, do you really take good showers?
I feel like we all, even if you like don't know exactly what we're saying, you do know what we're saying.
Oh, you know exactly what we're saying.
Yeah. You know when you're having that really great shower and you're just like lost in your thoughts, you're daydreaming, you don't know how long you've been in there, and you get hit with, whether it's like sometimes, you know, it's your best ideas. You have like a spark of like, whether it's like creativity or just like a brilliant idea or something like a weird, just strange thought comes to your mind. And you're like, I wonder why this or like, huh? Or like sometimes a flashback from like 5 years ago.
Oh, the flashbacks.
Makes, those are the worst. I don't know how I feel about those ones.
No, you know, it's the worst when you're in your shower. And let's just say you had an argument or like a really deep conversation that day. And that's when all of your best points come to mind.
Oh, Mike, that is the most relatable thing you've ever said. That is like, you're like replaying the combo and you're like, shoot, I should have said that. That would have been so much better.
The amount of times that happens to me, I'm like, wow, I would be a great lawyer if court was in the shower.
Right? Or like you just like play out like future situations in your head and you're like, that will be great if it goes that way, but it never does.
Well, I mean, your shower thought this week kind of really worked. Do you want to share with them?
Okay, so for this week, it is Valentine's Day this week. This episode will be airing after Valentine's Day. But I was thinking about, I guess I was kind of thinking of the concept of Valentine's Day. Romy and I kind of share a similar opinion on Valentine's Day. Well, Romy's currently in a relationship. I am currently single, so she will be celebrating with her partner in that way. I will be celebrating myself.
As you should, honestly.
And self-love.
Self-love is way more important than any other type of love. And if you disagree with me, we're going to have some issues.
No, honestly, I do. I've like always looked at the day to just kind of recognize love in your life. Just, I guess, more than the typical day. So whether that be like with my family or friends, like I just think of it as just like a happy, like, day of love. I don't hate on it. A lot of people hate on it. You used to hate on it.
I still kind of hate on it, but I see what you're saying in the sense of, like, it's just love in your life. I mean, I think I've given you more Valentine's Day gifts than I've given any person that I've, like, been in a relationship with.
Right? Yeah. Like, it's just kind of like a cute day to, I mean, I love flowers. Flowers are one of my favorite things in the world. So it's just an excuse to give someone flowers or receive flowers. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, I have like a love-hate relationship with Valentine's Day because I think it obviously has been commercialized.
Yes.
But on the other hand, it's cute. Okay. It's cute.
Listen, I'm all for it. I'll get into my opinion after you share your shower thought because some of our responses were too good not to share at the beginning of the episode.
Okay. So on the topic of that, Romy and I, after we were kind of discussing after this shower thought of our green flags and our red flags when we – what I guess actually some of them don't even have to be in a partner. It can be in a friend as well. But our red flags and our green flags – and we reached out to you guys to see what some of your red and green flags were, which was super fun to read. We have a lot of the same common ones, I believe.
Yeah, we do. We actually got a lot of responses. So if you're not following our Instagram, at Real Talks with Rad, you're missing out on the fun.
So should we discuss like what some others were and then talk about ours after? Maybe like, see, there was a lot in there that I totally agree with. So maybe we can pull some up right now, Ro.
Yeah, I think we should start with red flags because, whew.
Start with the bad and end with the good.
Absolutely. I'm going to read one of my favorite responses that we got, which is not liking dogs.
Oh, that's so good. That is definitely a red flag. Oh my God.
If you don't like dogs, unless you have like a very good reason and maybe like a traumatic experience as a kid, I don't think a relationship would work. Maybe a friendship, I could look past it. A relationship, I don't think so, only because I see myself in the future with about 12 dogs.
Well, that's what I have a dog. Like, my dog is literally my son.
I was going to say, that's like your partner not liking your kid.
Yeah, like, if you don't like dogs, it's really not going to work. I'm sorry, but Ollie over anyone.
I was about to say, a little shout out to Ollie, my godson, my little nephew, my best friend. A bit of my lover. It's a complicated relationship.
So that is huge. That is, I didn't even think of that one when we were like talking about it, but that is like, that's high up there.
I would say just not liking animals in general is just a bit of a red flag for me.
Yeah, that's for sure. For sure. For sure. For me. And like, or actually on that topic, if you kill something like a bug or something, that's a red flag for me. And I know like lots of people do.
I do.
But I am, yeah, and I will scream at her if she does. I am the type that if there's a spider on the wall, if someone is afraid of spiders, that's fine. That's your fear. Totally understandable. But I will take that spider for you and I will bring it outside. Do not kill it. That is a red flag for me.
Sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, what if the spider's mom or dad is in my house and is, like, out to get me after I kill it? But I would rather that happen than that spider still be alive and traveling in my room.
No, see, I will forever be so angry. I remember when I was young, I was with someone, and they killed something, and I actually, like, got teary-eyed. But it was more than a spider. I forget what it was. You know what? I'm going to just say that would be a red flag if I told them that, like, I would take them, like, take the little insect out and they still kill it.
That's fair.
A huge red flag. Okay. One of my favorites. This one is really funny. Someone said sockets are a red flag.
I had to search up what that was.
What? Oh my gosh. I feel like I've heard quite a few people say that, actually.
I was losing it.
Yeah. I think I've like seen a few memes that are like when they take off their shoes and they have like the sockets on. Honestly, that's not a red flag for me. I thought it was funny, though.
It's definitely funny and I could understand.
If you're wearing shoes and you don't want your socks to show and you still want to wear socks, I get it. You got to do what you got to do.
But why? Don't they fall? Don't you get blisters? Like, I fully understand. I would have never thought about it, but I get it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like a real common one that a lot of people said was poor hygiene.
Yeah.
Which is, that's just a, I feel like that's a no-brainer. But maybe not. Maybe people are into bad hygiene.
Maybe people are into dirty people. Who knows? But, like, if you are speaking to me and your breath is awful, I'm going to tell you to put in a piece of gum.
Kate, you know what, though? That I actually have a big, like, most people debate me on this one. I think onion breath is worse than garlic breath. Mm. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you also...
I know you love onions.
I was going to say, you hate onions, but even when, like, I ate a sub last night and there were onions on my sub.
Ugh.
And after I went to brush my teeth because I was seeing people and I was like, I can't stand my own breath right now, let alone speak to people and be comfortable.
Right? Like, I know sometimes it's hard to control. Like, if you're out for dinner and you order something, I just like, oh, I don't know.
It's actually funny you mentioned that because garlic breath these days, I found like the last 2 months, it's really getting to me. Like, I think garlic just might not be for me anymore.
Really? See, the thing that I think now is I feel like garlic is in most dishes now. Like, if you go to a restaurant, they're most likely cooking with garlic.
Oh, for sure. The first time I went for dinner.
Why are we having a conversation about garlic right
now? I don't know, but I was going to say, sorry. Like, the first time I went for dinner with my boyfriend, he wanted to get a Caesar salad, and we both look at each other. We're like, this is awkward. Like, we both want it, but do we really want it? And then we both agreed.
Okay, but if you both had it.
That's exactly what you're like. We'll agree. We'll both get it, and we'll suffer together.
There you go. If you're both doing it, then it's fine because it cancels each other out.
Absolutely.
Anyways. Okay, what's another one you liked?
Somebody said weird/small hands.
Okay, I didn't want to get like a little too in case this is like personal for people because these ones, some of them were like more general, I feel like. These ones, I'm sorry if you, this is actually one of, it's not a red flag. It's just one of my things and actually apparently a lot of others.
It doesn't bother me. Like, I've never looked at someone's hands until Addie and our other best friend, Devin, pointed out to me. And they
it's
were
our
like,
thing. I don't know why. It's just one of the things that I look at. I'm sorry. I can't help it. It's like, it's just well-kept hands. Like, I just think... I'm not a huge fan of, like, if you bite your nails and they're, like, really short.
I saw something on, I think it was How I Met Your Mother, I think. And they were like, if your boy doesn't bite their nails, this might just go only for males. If a boy doesn't bite their nails, it's a red flag. And since that episode, I've noticed. But I also think, like...
If they don't bite their nails, it's a red flag?
Yes.
What?
I don't know why, but I, like, kind of back it. I don't know. I don't think biting nails is a red flag to me, but I understand it. When you're holding someone's hand or their hands around you or anything with that, I can understand why it grosses people out, but I also used to be, like, an avid nail biter, and if my nails weren't painted, I'd probably bite them. So, like, I feel sympathetic towards people that are nail biters.
It's not even that they... It's not even hands gross me out. It's more like sometimes I feel like if a guy has really nice hands, for me, I think that's attractive.
That makes sense. What would be like your biggest red flag?
My biggest red flag is definitely someone treating others unkindly. Like the typical, if they treat a waiter with disrespect, yes, or anyone. Anyone in that matter. Obviously, I don't think that's okay in any way to anybody, but obviously, if they treat others that way, that just kind of shows the person that they are and probably means that they'll end up treating you that way as
well. It's a red flag in friendship, too.
Oh, for sure. Anyone.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather someone who can't speak to the waiter and I have to speak to the waiter for them than somebody who's rude and disrespects them because they're working. And they're human.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be giving them as enjoyable of an experience as, like, you want them to give you.
Yeah, like we're all to me, everyone's on the same level. Like we're all just living this life. We all have to work. We all have to do our stuff. And like, what do you have to treat like this person in an unkind way? I do not F with that.
Absolutely. I'm with you on that. And I think that kind of goes with my red flag, which I think would be treating maybe your family members not so well. Like if somebody speaks to their parents rudely, I understand. I can understand the sibling dynamic a lot more, but, and I understand we all argue with our family and our parents sometimes, but if it's a constant, like, reoccurring thing where there's just disrespect, I find it very unattractive, as well as not wanting to be involved with each other's families. That's a pretty big red flag to me. I think just because family is so important to me, I really love when family is equally as important to the other person, or at least they make that effort with your family because that's how you feel.
Totally agree with that one. I think someone did actually say treating their mom disrespectfully. That's a huge red flag for them, which huge for sure.
So let's pick up on a more positive note and some green flags.
Yes. What are some of your green flags, Ro?
Well, I actually would say like wants to be involved with your family and friends. I think of friends, like the friends portion is as important to me as the family portion, because if there's a person I'm dating and they can't get along with my friends, well, my friends were in my life first. So, you know?
Yeah.
What equals out what? Also, I would say like little acts of kindness are a pretty big green flag for me. Like just being thoughtful. It doesn't mean that they have to like get you something to show that, but maybe even just sending you a picture of something. They were like, oh, this thought, like this made me think of you. Stuff like that just like really warms my heart.
Yes, Romy and I are very much the same on our love language. We're both, I guess it's considered acts of service, but I kind of think of it as like how you worded it, Ro, like acts of kindness. Does not mean that it has to be like buying you something. It's just like being thoughtful and like, to me, like taking the time to fully learn about your partner or your friend, what makes them happy, and then remembering that and doing little things that, I don't know, will put a smile on their face. That's definitely my love language.
Is that your green flag too?
That's definitely a green flag. If they're like, I guess you could say thoughtful is definitely a green flag. Ambitious. It's a green flag when someone is very motivated and, you know, has their life together.
Yeah.
Kind, for sure. I feel like can cook. I feel like that's a green flag for me.
Ooh, that is a nice one. But you can cook.
I know, but it's nice to switch it up. I'll make dinner one night, you make dinner the next.
So is that a red flag that I can't cook?
Not as a friend, because,
okay,
yeah, I don't mind cooking for you, Ro.
I'm like, just to make this clear, when we move in, you are making the food. Obviously. I'll do the cleaning.
That's not like a deal breaker for me either. It's just like it's just a green flag. Like it's like,
yeah, it's just a huge bonus.
Yeah. I feel like it kind of goes along with like having your life together. I was going to say something else. Having your life together, you know?
Yeah. I mean, people sent in like very similar things in the sense of being kind to themselves and people around them, which I think just goes without saying.
Oh, one that I really like, yes, kind to yourself. That's huge.
That's what I was going to say, is kind to yourself, and then also honest and able to communicate their thoughts and emotions. That's a huge green flag.
Huge.
It's hard. It's really hard to be vulnerable in a relationship, a friendship with really anyone, and when somebody can do that, it means that they're comfortable with you. And I think that's really nice, and they trust you, and that's really important.
Ooh, you want to know another one of my green flags? It's very random.
Of course.
But can dance. If you can, like, okay, have a fun time, even if, like, you can't actually dance, but you dance because you're just, like, a goofball or you're funny. That was another huge one that a lot of people said, is, like, a funny personality is a huge green flag for them. But yeah,
if you're not going to sing Carpool Karaoke,
exactly,
I don't want it.
Not taking yourself too seriously. So if you can like, I mean, if you can bust a move, then like love it. But even if you can't dance, if you just like don't take yourself too seriously and can have fun and just like dance around the kitchen, love it.
Like, I think that another green flag would be knowing the difference between being mature and immature in different settings. Because like if you're too mature, then you take yourself too seriously. You have to know when it's appropriate to be a little bit immature and laugh at silly little jokes and stuff like that. And I think that's really fun. But then obviously knowing when it's time to be mature and take things a bit more seriously, like having a good balance between fun and honesty and seriousness. Mm-hmm. Like, one thing I love about Addie, and this is maybe what gave me the green flag in a relationship, is that Ads and I could have the best time and laugh for hours and, like, our stomachs will kill. But also, I know that if I needed anything and I needed a serious conversation, some advice, or even just to open up about a personal issue, that she'll always be there to listen. And that's something that, like, really stands out to me and is important to me.
That's such a good point, Ro. You need that balance.
Are there any other ones that stood out to you?
For green flags, oh, this was so cute. I loved this one. Holding my hand like they mean it with purpose.
Oh, yes. I loved that. We shared that on our page because it was just too cute.
Like, you get like, those, like, tingles. Like, you, like, know that, like, you, like, feel them, like, purposefully holding on.
Yeah, it's kind of like the other one we shared, which was making an effort in learning your love language. So if your love language is physical touch, like that's going to be important to you. And you want to feel that type of love and loved.
Mm-hmm.
So moving on from the red and green flags, what are your Valentine's Day plans, Ads?
Well, honestly, who are we kidding here? I think you should start because you're the one with the actual plans.
Listen, I love people who love Valentine's Day. I get it. I think it's really fun. Personally, it has never been a huge day to me because I think that if you're in it's this is a very personal thought, but I think if you're in a very loving relationship, you shouldn't need a designated day to express that to each other or to have a date night. But I understand sometimes people are really busy and like this is the one day where you can really make time for each other. So I don't need to do anything big. Me and my boyfriend are going out for dinner tonight, kind of as like a pre-Valentine's Day situation. And then I think on Valentine's Day, I think we're just going to stay in and hang out and watch Harry Potter. And to me, that is a very ideal night. I also, instead of going for the gifts, I personally made a little homemade thing. And to me, I don't know, like I think that day for gifts is like something more thoughtful is a lot nicer.
Yeah, I totally back that. I think I agree with that statement. I think it's definitely not about gifts today. I think going for a nice dinner is kind of the way to go, or whatever the partners in the relationship enjoy doing together, they should just do something like that, spend some time together.
I was going to say, like, we put a poll on our story saying, like, your ideal Valentine's or Galentine's or Palentine's plans, and 67% of people voted to stay in and 33% voted to go out. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think we probably – you are going out tonight, but on actual Valentine's Day, you guys are staying in. I feel like you're more of a stay-in, I'm more of a go-out kind of girl.
For sure.
Don't get me wrong. I love a good stay-in movie night, but I feel like I would want to go for dinner or go out somewhere.
Makes sense. My reason – for not loving going out on Valentine's Day is that I think it's really good this year given like the fact that restaurants were closed for so long, like they need the extra business, but they rack those prices up, there's set menus, and I'm like, I want to order what I want to order.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so for me, I think it's gonna be pretty much a normal Monday for myself. Might sneak in a little extra self-care moments. Maybe I'll do a face mask. Maybe I'll take a bath. I don't know. I'll do something that's like giving myself a little self-love. But honestly,
take a bath, light some candles, yeah, hair mask, face book, mask.
Maybe read a book. Like, just do a little something like that.
That sounds so nice.
I mean, I've talked about this with you, Ro, so you already know this, but I think recently, the last few months, I've kind of like considered, because before that I was like really set on being single. Like, I was really enjoying the single life. I'm like, I'm focusing on myself, you know, really just happy with where I was at. And then there was like a little point where I was like, oh, you know, maybe it would be nice to be in a relationship. I guess, like, you see two of my best friends are in relationships, and then you see online everyone posting in the relationship. But then again, I think to myself and I'm like, you are only seeing the good. And it kind of just like reminded me of like where I was at in life. And I was like, you know what? No, I am good. I kind of got into this like little spiral of like thinking I needed to feel a certain way when I really didn't. And you know what? I'm cool. I'm really good right now where I'm at.
As you should be. And I also think that relationships kind of come up when you least expect them to. And sometimes you might not think you're ready for it. And sometimes you think you need personal growth on your own. And that's totally cool. Other times you do need personal growth, but you're not against doing it with somebody else there. Like, whatever works for you. I think that you can't be in a relationship unless you're willing to give that person everything you can give yourself. And if you can't give yourself what you want, then you can't give somebody else that either.
Okay, Ro, go off.
So, yeah. So for anyone, like, I think that Valentine's Day, especially when I've been single in the past, kind of is like a bit of a sting. And then I think about it and I'm like, wait, chocolate goes on sale tomorrow. It's kind of like Halloween. Candy goes on sale the next day. Like, it couldn't be a better situation.
Yeah. Like, I'm good. I'm happy where I'm at. Not to say like I'm open. I'm just kind of in like a good place right now where I'm like, I'm not forcing anything. And I'm just kind of like, I'm just living my life. And I'm like open to what's to come, you know?
I saw this online the other day and I think it's really interesting. What would you do if you were just like talking to somebody, maybe you were seeing them for a month or two, and then Valentine's Day comes up?
Oh, that's a little, yeah. I feel like it really depends on the situation, like where you guys are at in that, whether you're like at a point where you're kind of like, you know how, I don't know for you, but for me, it's like sometimes like the beginning is kind of like you really are growing a friendship too. So it's like that kind of homies stage where like, you're like, okay, well, I'm not doing anything. You're not doing anything. Should we just like hang out? But then again, if it's like really early on, and then it just kind of feels like you're like forcing something, or you're like putting pressure on each other to kind of like speed up where you're at, it's kind of a hard situation. And I feel like it would depend on every like individual relationship.
For sure. I think that also like something cute to just put out there for next Valentine's Day is like, even if your friends are in relationships, you can still do like a Palentine's Day situation a few days later or something like that, and kind of, you could go out, you could, if you're legal, you could go for drinks, you can go for a nice dinner with your friends, or you could stay in, do like a little self-care night, face masks, throw on a movie, maybe bake something together. Like, stuff like that is super exciting to me, and I think this time of year is just, it's a big, I really like what you said in the point of like, it's just about the love in your life. It doesn't mean that that's a relationship, it's any person that you love, you should really just appreciate them extra on that day.
Exactly. Okay, lovers. Well, we hope you have a really amazing Valentine's Day. And probably at this point that you're listening, you had a really great Valentine's Day in whatever way you decided to spend it.
Absolutely. We are so excited for this next season with you guys. We're so excited to be back with Spirit Live. Like Ad said, we have some crazy cool guests lined up and we're really excited to share it with you. Also, we want to talk about things that you want to hear about it. And we loved the responses we got this week. You guys were super active. So make sure, like, feel free to DM us or stay tuned for any stories that we have. And our shower thoughts are going to be pretty crazy this season. So if you guys have any funny ones you want to send to us, feel free. stay tuned for questions and polls and stuff like that. This season, we just really want to interact with you guys.
Yeah, please send your shower thoughts. I would love to read them. And maybe we'll talk about them on here.
That Hinge prompt kills me.
Okay, guys, we will talk to you next week. Super excited.
Have a good week.
We have a surprise guest.
Yeah, we do. And also,
whenever I go into a singing voice, Romy goes into a singing voice.
Well, we're kind of a glee club.
A very bad one. Okay.
Okay, enough. I'm sorry, guys. We're going to stop right now for your sake.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.